And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio,
we have Gavin Instant.
Pastor Gavin Instant.
You didn't say we have.
Sorry.
You threw me.
We have Pastor Gavin Enslin and
the black.
He is actually in studio with us. He's sitting right next to me.
Yeah, he stopped teaching us. He just kept zooming away.
Aish.
No, I knew Gigs. I would always get it wrong and say that I'm in studio, but I'm not. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just save Gigs and just make sure that I'm in studio.
Yeah, no, we don't want to lie on the show because, I mean, we talk about politics and politicians lie, so.
No. So we have Pastor Gavin, the Black Knight, and myself, and we're going to be speaking about something hot. As always, if you've been listening to our last two shows, it got very heated in the studio, you know, and it's good because it's winter. We're going towards winter and, you know, we needed the heat. But this week we're also speaking about something very, very interesting, actually. I did not know that this was something that people actually discussed. Well, I did know that people actually discussed it. I didn't know there was like a term for it in terms
I'm
of
shocked.
The prosperity activist. I didn't know there was a prosperity activist.
Well, no, no. It's just, it's a politically correct craft saying she's a capitalist.
Actually,
or a free marketeer.
That is so true. So we're going to be
because
speaking.
Because the moment she says, I'm a free market promoter or something, no one's going to listen to.
Yeah.
But if she says, I'm a prosperity activist.
For Africa.
For Africa. Mm. Then the Africa, I want to be rich. They're going to listen.
Yeah, yeah. So we are going to be speaking about Margaret Wade, who is an entrepreneur and advocate for African dignity and prosperity. She had an interview, a very interesting interview. Pastor Gavin shared that with us, and we're going to be speaking on that. Pastor Gavin, do you want to give more information?
Yeah, look, hopefully we're not going to have a debate today. Although some of the discussion before the show, I'm not actually sure. But, you know, after this two-rounded Gayton McKenzie war that took place in the studio here. In fact, there's still bullet holes in the, you know, in the studio walls. It looks like Ukraine at the moment. We decided to discuss this. And it does have a bearing, you know, on the elections. There's actually something that my wife sent me. And it's just like a poster of all of the parties in South Africa. And obviously one of the things they talk about is being pro-life. And the ANC and the DA, they're all pro-death. They're pro-abortion. And that's why I won't support any of them. Obviously the EFF as well, COPE as well, and all those sorts of things.
I actually saw she also sent it to me.
Yes. Mm. Now, one of the questions there is they're for a free market economy. So in the South African elections, the African Christian Democratic Party is for a free market economy, the DA, COPE, they're for a free market economy, the Freedom Front, that's which is the apartheid party. And then also there's the Cape Independence Party and the Hope Party, Hope for SA Party. They're also for free market. But all those free market guys are obviously very, very small.
Yeah.
And so even when you look at guys like Rise Mzansi, you know, they actually sound like socialists. So you got a lot of socialist parties. Now, my belief is that South Africans and Africans in general are not actually socialist. Even those that fight for it, many of them, they're not actually, the way they live, the way many black socialists in South Africa live, it's like, you know, Christians who live, but the way they live their lives is like they're an atheist. So, you know, many many of the black socialists in South Africa, in my view, are fake socialists. They don't even realize it, then they need to repent and come back to the free market.
So that is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be hot, as always, because this is the political show where Christ Politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics. All the choices you made, did you make them
again, again, again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you
do. Of course you
do. Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
So we are speaking about Margaret Wade, and basically speaking off of an interview that happened on State of the Nation on YouTube. And it was a very interesting conversation.
Just to say, Black Knight was saying that this Mark Shame listens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If she was a communist, there would have been a few more interruptions.
he
would have battled them. Eh?
And the whole topic was economics, Africa, and its future. And we're looking at...
Sorry, I also saw Mark Shame. He was doing a presentation on predictions for the political landscape going forward.
Where?
Now, on his channel. But mm-hmm. this was this was before the formation of MK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the controversies with part with Jacob Zuma. And then I'm looking at this and I thought, man, that looks like the Rosebank Union Church, which is just off William Nicol, which is now, I think, William Mandela, but the signs will still say William Nicol.
Yeah.
And then they did an outside shot and I said, no, man, that is. Mm-hmm. So he was doing that presentation in a church.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Just don't know why I said
side
that.
Side note.
Side note.
But
notes.
It's a church mainly with white people.
Yeah.
In Sainton.
Yeah, no.
Right now, we.
Nice building. Very nice building.
I think right now we can establish we don't care race now. We care about what we all for. As long as it's a church, Pastor Gavin, we have.
Yeah, but it's a church.
We were going to be sad no, if we were still in a strip club full of white people or a gang full of white people.
Or
a strip
club full of black people.
You get what I'm saying? It's still bad.
Yeah.
So there's
another pastor named Mark Driscoll. So he goes to a men's conference on the weekend. And one of the acts is a guy with a pole. And takes off his shirt and then he sticks a sword down and he climbs up the pole. And then Mark Driscoll gets up and gets on his knee and says, I've been praying for you because the Jezebel spirit is in this men's conference. Because there was a stripper and he had a pole that the strippers used. This, that, the next thing. And then the host pastor said, get off stage. He says, okay, thank you very much. You're done.
Yeah.
And then the pastor comes on and says, no, he's asked him to leave the stage because Matthew chapter 18, he should have spoken to him first.
I actually saw that. I actually saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, no. Anyways, we are not speaking about that. We
so I think there's a difference in the strip club and the church.
For sure.
So the whole interview was basically looking at the reason behind Africa's poverty. And one of the things that she really focused on was obviously the regulations that we have in terms of imports and exports in South Africa, well, in Africa and generally. And she also spoke about the fact that we are being lied to as to why Africa is in poverty and things like that. And she had quite a bit of different topics that she covered with this whole things with that has to do with the economics of Africa and how they work compared to how the economics of other countries like Singapore. She mentioned Singapore, she mentioned Switzerland, she mentioned America and things like that. So what are your thoughts based on what she said?
There's a lot that I agreed with. The thing about the imports and the exports. So these guys talking about the free market across borders, I don't agree with.
Okay.
the dropping of the controls has absolutely and utterly smashed the South African manufacturing economy. We used to have a lot of factories in South Africa.
Mm.
We used to manufacture our own steel. Notice I said used to.
Mm.
Now it's being imported from China.
Mm.
And it's inferior quality steel. We used to make much better steel than the Chinese. They stole our market, you know, making steel, if you get what I'm saying. And so I actually think you need to protect your local industries. When she's saying that you must relax the controls across border and stuff, that's very much in line with a guy named Milton Friedman. He's a guy that we studied when I was studying economics. Like not, I was studying economics at university. Okay, and he obviously had the total free market view. Now, I believe totally in a free market, but not across borders.
Hmm.
If you have a free market across borders, then you end up having what's happening in South Africa, where people come from other countries and they buy up all your assets.
Hmm.
And in my view, you need to protect your assets. You know, and some people are saying that Mozambique's a failure, but foreigners can't come into Mozambique and buy the land. They can get 99-year leases.
Mm.
They can't just buy the land.
Mm.
Although, even though they got these laws in place, they're still selling out all their oil to the Chinese.
Yeah.
So, having those laws in place doesn't help anyway, if you know what I mean. Many of South Africa's major landmarks, much of South Africa's critical infrastructure, much of South Africa's strategic infrastructure, even some of our ports and things like that, are owned by foreign nations.
Mm.
And that's not a good thing for me. I mean... free market doesn't cross into it where it crosses into your national security, because if you're a country and you become prosperous, trust me, you've got enemies, you've got people who want to come take your wealth.
Yeah.
Within the country, if you don't have a free market, if people aren't free to trade, you don't have freedom.
Hmm.
And this is a big point. And she's talking about how hard it is to start a business. Now, I can't say it for the other African nations, but I know in South Africa, it's like you need to call Tom Cruise and have the Mission Impossible music if you want to start a business. I mean, it's terrible. You look at the regulations like BBBE, and they say they're empowering blacks. I don't see what blacks have empowered.
Mm.
Other than Cyril Ramaphosa and his friends, and his brother-in-law and his sisters, the two sisters that him and his brother-in-law married to, Patrice Motsepe, who's also the head of the Confederation of African Football. And I mean, you know, like, he's like, he's friends with Bill Gates. He's on Bill Gates' board. Bill Gates is on his board. You know, people like that I've got no time for.
Mm.
I've got as much time for Cyril Ramaphosa, Patrice Motsepe, as I've got for the Oppenheimers. Mm-hmm. Okay, as I've got for the Ruperts. Blacks and whites. And they're all nailing all the people. And then you got stupid people in South Africa saying, it's the white people. No, it's the black people. No, blacks can't run a country. No, the whites stole everything. No, this, that, the next thing, you know, all of these rubbish arguments that go on. No, there's a few families.
Mm.
And they're like Smarties. There's different colors in there. You know what I'm saying? There's not one color. And everyone says the Guptas were so bad.
Mm.
At least when the Guptas, you know, were supplying coal to Eskom, they supplied good coal at a premium. So Eskom was paying too much, but at least it was good coal. Now the oaks are getting rocks. I mean, when they chuck the stuff in the furnaces, there's rocks there. So, if you have a socialist economy, everything is controlled by government. And I'm sorry, I look at white people, I look at black people, I look at the colored people, and I look at the Indian people in South Africa. There's one thing we all have in common. Two things. Okay? We're tightly divided unless our sports team wins.
That's so true.
Then we're united. Hey, we unite like nothing else. Eh? I mean, I think the viewership would have been very big for the African Cup of Nations final if Bafana had made it. But then they played for penalties because they thought they betted penalties and Nigeria killed them in penalties. But look at when the Springboks won the World Cup. There's a program that's been on DSTV called Chasing the Sun 2. Can I put out an ad for that program? Everyone must watch that program. It's absolutely brilliant. And you show the crowds. It's all walks of South Africa. So they come together for this. All right, so all South Africans agree about that. The second thing is every South African wants to be free. We don't want the government telling us what to do in our ordinary everyday lives.
Mm.
Obviously, we were murderous prosecuted. we want rapists, you know, we want them to be castrated, let's be honest.
Mm.
I think if you had a referendum, most Africans would say castrate a rapist. What do you think?
No one would fight that.
I think they won't have a referendum because it will be law that if a guy's convicted of rape, he gets castrated.
Mm-hmm.
It would become law. So you'd have a lot of castrated guys, you know what I'm saying? You've got obviously those kinds of laws where obviously you don't come kill my family or whatever. You don't steal. But other than that, people want freedom. People don't want to be told what to do, how to live their lives. People don't want to be told how or when to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to be locked down if there's a virus. They want to be able to make the decision for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People are not stupid. You know, one of the things that happened during the lockdown was that people were treated as if they're totally stupid, as if we don't know, you know, how to look after ourselves, you know, and all of that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
which was nonsense. What are you saying? The saving people are too stupid to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you protect yourself from a virus?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I still think the major players, we discussed this in 2021, the major players in the political scene of South Africa hurt themselves hugely when they all supported the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And even the people who are pro-vaccine, most of the people that I speak to now who are pro for the vaccine are now so anti, and they'll say, I'll never take another needle again because the government or scientists are telling me to, because people were conned.
Mm.
And she's talking about the fact that what burns in the soul of Africans is freedom. And yet the statement she made was that Africa is the most regulated continent on the face of the planet.
Mm.
Now, I believe, by the way, that the protections will help. And that's where I disagree with her. Because Africa's wealth is in its soil, it's in its minerals.
Mm.
Okay? Now, sure, we need to get oaks in. But we need to get oaks in, and we need to be clever about how we do it. Let them make some cash, but they've got to work with our guys and get the stuff up and going. And don't come about race, you know, within your nation. Anyone who's a citizen, you know, anyone who pledges allegiance to your nation, they must be able to benefit. And the other thing is, anyone who takes the minerals out of the ground in Africa must pay a royalty to all the citizens.
Mm.
Because you can't say that guy owns those mineral rights. The minerals are owned by the populace at large. And therefore, you know, there should be a royalty going to the people, you know, when those minerals are pulled out. That's what I believe. It's how the citizens of places like United Arab Emirates and all of those Middle Eastern, that's how the citizens of those nations are all well off. The people that are poor in Saudi Arabia and all of these places are not the citizens. They're the workers that they pull in from the Philippines, you know, and all over other places in the world, if you understand what I'm saying. And so that is a strategic resource. And I believe that you must protect. You understand? But other than that, then it's a free market. And you make it easy for people to get into business. She spoke about all the hoops you got to jump through in South Africa to register a business.
Mm.
And it's quite a mission. And then she speaks, you go there, you have to answer, in America, you have to answer 5 questions. And Bob's your auntie.
Mm.
You know, you're running your business.
Yeah.
So those sorts of things. People want to be free.
Mm.
And our politicians don't get it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Black Knight?
I also actually agree with most of the stuff that she said. I realized this when I was listening to the whole interview that I'm a capitalist. So I shall say that on record.
No, but I think we must start using her term because it's more political. What's it? A prosperity activist.
Yes, a prosperity activist.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, that sounds more posh. I'm a prosperity activist. That's who I am right now.
Because capitalism can be bad. Like, if you look at the Oppenheimers, the Ruperts, the Ramaphosas, the Motsepes, and all of these sorts of people, then at the end of the day, I mean, the situation that remains is that, you know, they really are, you know, They really are a problem.
Yeah.
And they control the socialists.
so So yeah, I'm for that. I'm for a free market, but I'm not. Also, I know this is what Pastor Kevin doesn't agree with. I kind of do agree with free market with no borders when it comes to Africa versus Africa. The reason being is that I think to get like our countries up, we actually gonna need help from like everyone in Africa, because we've been like kind of everywhere as Africans. If we do that and probably try and bring back all Africans back to Africa and obviously their countries and all of that, and then we first start working as obviously not the initial AU that we have, our own real AU, if that. So now I'm just talking about a perfect world, you know. I'm talking about a perfect world, because no matter what we say, these things will never come to fruition. But in a perfect world where we have like a real AU, whereby we come together and I wouldn't say like remove like borders, still have your South Africans and stuff, but when it comes to trading, we are lenient on each other. We don't text each other as much as we do someone that's not from Africa, you see. So for me, that's what I would go for. And then obviously when it comes to our country, South Africa, I think obviously if I'm not yet a business person, but I know that a lot of business people are complaining about BEE, that's killing businesses. So obviously that means that needs to be done.
Can I ask you an honest question though?
Yes, yes.
What black people do you know that have benefited from BEE other than ANC people?
I think hence why I don't even know of BEE, because I don't know of anyone who's benefited from that personally that I know. Yeah. So when it comes to that, and obviously I think they also touched on IQ, because there was a whole thing of we get judged based on IQ. So that whole thing, I think that's.
I think you just explained it.
So we get judged on how our innovative. So they look at our innovation. If we've innovated something, or we've come up with anything, and they also look at our economy state on how we run things. They look at our infrastructure on how we also keep that, and also they've said that when the white people were in power here in South Africa, stuff was working properly, and then when the ANC, which would be the black population, came in power, and then everything got messed up because we don't have the IQ to keep the infrastructure or to keep the country running, because we're not that clever. You get what I'm saying? So I don't agree with that, obviously, that whole thing. But I won't dismiss the fact that a lot of South African people are not educated properly. That's also one of the biggest problems.
Her point as to why the people on this continent look like they've got a low IQ is that many of the leaders are clinging to socialist principles, basically. And they're not encouraging innovation. And they're not encouraging people to be creative and come up with creative solutions. Which, when I look at the people, yeah, they automatically do come up with creative solutions.
But schools is not a priority in our country.
No, but business is.
Yeah, but schools.
Let me ask you this. So they talk about, what, 40-45% of South Africa's population being unemployed, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come no one's starving?
There are people starving.
Very few.
Yeah.
Maybe in the rural areas, not in the cities. Yeah. I mean, even the homeless guys are eating. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The guy sleeps under a tree. He's eating.
But with education, don't you think he would do better?
No, it depends what, because education can be propaganda. What I'm saying is, I believe that people are not starving because they're extremely entrepreneurial.
But what I think So I agree with...
How many people do you know that haven't got a job and yet are making a living?
Yeah. Yeah, so what I got from what she was saying in that context was that we're being fed. Like if you look at specifically South Africa and most of the reasons, in inverted commas, for lack of a better word as well, why people say that we are in the state that we're in is because we've been made to believe that we are limited as a nation. And the government also plays on that. So that's why people like Julius Malema will play on the whole fact of it's because of the white people, that's why we're oppressed and whatever and things like that. And that's what the government is feeding into the people in the nation, that you guys are not good enough because... It's not because it's your fault. It's not because you're dumb or whatever, but it's because of the white people, or it's because of the black people and stuff. And then those limitations kind of also add on to why we're not moving forward in terms of development in our nation.
Yeah, you see, in terms of government development, there's a huge problem.
Yes.
It's a disaster. It's an absolute catastrophe. But if I go drive in Soweto and I drive along the main roads here and I look at the amount of businesses that have gone up in houses that back onto a main road. Guys that have started where they're replacing exhausts and tires. Guys who've got entertainment centers. Guys who've got like little supermarket things going. Guys who are selling live chickens and goats and live sheep and ready to be slaughtered so that you've got the freshest meat. You understand what I'm saying? And some of the guys start off small, and then you see they start constructing, and this thing that was a house, now suddenly like a double-story office, and they've got like professional equipment. You know, I'm even looking... You know, I'm looking in some of the squatter camps, like Orange Farm was a squatter camp. Now, the roads are still squatter camp roads, but that most of them have built houses in it, if you know what I'm saying. Now, look, the government did build a lot of the houses, but people are building their own houses. And if you look at, you go into many of those houses, they've got fancy tiles. You know, that their finishings are good. The gardens are well looked after. So... When I look at this, South Africans find a way to trade. And South Africans, even the foreign blacks, look at how industrious they are. I mean, the guys survive here without papers.
But you see, that's my point. Look at the foreign blacks. They are most of them more educated than South Africans are. And look at how they get here and they actually become more prosperous than an average South African. Hence why you'd have the whole riot.
You're assuming that because you're living in an area. Look, the area we live in, right, is it's foreign city. The foreigners are the South Africans where we live in our community. If you go into other areas of the country,
I was in Midrand, the complex that I was in, half of the people there are foreigners. Yeah, that's one thing that we actually noticed. Me and my brothers, we were like, wow, check.
I'm talking here about now when you're going, because the biggest population grouping in Joburg is in Soweto, and if you're going there, most of those businesses,
Pakistanis are.
No, there are Pakistanis, no, but most of the businesses, the ones I'm talking about, are locals. You know, and one day I'll drive there, I'll show you. There are spaza shops and things like that, but there's all sorts of other businesses. Like an entertainment center is not going to be run by Pakistani. And most of those businesses are run by locals. And they started with nothing. I mean, if you take just up the road here, Mtanzini's, there's no foreigners there. Okay, that's locals. Unless you're calling some of the locals foreigners.
No, but we know what the... Okay, we don't know. Let me not say we do know. We don't know. Yes, carry on. But
there's a lot of...
Carry on, yes.
There's a lot of that. Now, where the government's looking after infrastructure, it's dilapidated and destroyed. Okay, if you look at that, that was tennis courts. So the government gave those tennis courts over to a guy. And there's this like flourishing entertainment business going on there. just a few Ks to the east of that, there were other tennis courts. You know, there towards Regent's Parkside. And if you look at that, the government never gave that to anyone. The thing's flattened. There's no court there. The club, the clubhouse, the courts, everything, the fences, everything's just flat. So what I'm saying is where the government gives it to people who are South Africans, they do something with it. Now, yeah, in Rosettaville, let's be honest. Every shop's a foreigner. It just depends on which nation they're from. They're not South African. But if you go in Soweto, the Osposa shops say Pakistanis and that's true. But I think there more and more there's a wave against those guys. But there's a lot of businesses there. If you go and look at them, it's South Africans. Mechanics, all sorts of stuff. I mean, the guys aren't starving. Why are they not starving? So all they got access to is the 350 rand a month grant. Now, if you take that in dollar terms, it's about $12.
But also, if you ask why they're not starving and then you look at the crime, wouldn't that...
What I'll say is that...
You can't steal enough to
feed yourself.
I think
it's a presumption that Africans are dumb.
No.
In her words. But it's not true.
Africans are dumb in who they vote for.
Yes. It's not true.
They're very stupid. When it comes to vote, but I mean, it's not just Africans. Mm. Americans are just as stupid. I mean, their president can't find the staircase to get off the stage. Really.
But you see, that's for me, that's different dumb. I'm talking, Africans don't, if we go right now and ask them, who's your prime minister? I'm telling you, half of them don't even know who's their finance minister.
I think it's more of...
They don't even know they are
the
mayor.
The separation, because the quality of education...
Expect the Oaks to know the mayor.
Okay, sorry.
The mayor's
party... Sorry, that's probably...
The mayor's entire party got about 500 votes.
Sorry, that one changes.
So if you...
What they got two seats.
If you look...
And first the other guy got it, and then he made a stupid statement. Then this guy got it. But you haven't heard... No, it's the same. It's at Altima.
No, is it... Didn't they put the NC...
Mm-mm.
What's his name again?
No, he's just never in the media.
So what I was saying is that, right? It's similar to what Pastor Gavin said. Where we are, we're more exposed to the not so good quality education. So a lot of people in our community don't get proper quality education. But if you look at most of South Africa, in fact, we recently were doing some research and stuff that was... I was doing research and things like that. We're looking at the unemployment rates from 1996 up until 2022. And we found that the province in South Africa that had the lowest, as in lowest, unemployment rate is Eastern Cape. Because they have the highest form of education. You see, now where we are, the quality of education...
And everyone says the Eastern Cape's a failure.
Do you understand?
But they've got bad roads.
Yes.
The roads are a mess.
So the level of education in South Africa is really good. It's just what we're exposed to here is not so good. The problem now comes in where the government intervention...
Okay, hold on a sec. I don't agree with you that it's good.
It is good. The quality of education is maybe not like America.
Now
we're going
to Bonnie now. Okay.
But it's still good.
This is the hot moment. This mic's becoming hot, Mark.
Even the last time
I just said
something and then I kept quiet.
Comprehensive sexuality education is being introduced.
Okay, that I'm totally against.
No, but that's the standard of education.
Hmm.
The second thing is people are taught that they're monkeys.
If we look at those points, that's across the world.
Let me finish. Third point. You've got students in America who are so-called educated. And they're part of the LGBT movement. And they're shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. We support Hamas. Now, let that LGBT person go into Ramallah or one of the places there in Gaza and go and shout, we support Hamas. And see what's going to happen to
them. You see, so what I'm saying...
Wearing all of their LGBT regalia... They are rainbow flags. Let them dress the way they dress in their proud marches. And let's see what's going to happen to them there. But they've been educated out of reality. Because if you pro-LGBT, how can you support Hamas? Hamas says you must be stoned to death.
Yeah.
You are ludicrously stupid.
Yeah, so I am in agreement.
You've been educated to be stupid.
See, I agree with what you're saying. What I'm saying here is that...
Listen, Giggs, let me ask you this question. Who were the people that were most vaccinated? The educated or the uneducated in COVID? And who were the people that were least vaccinated? The educated or the uneducated?
It was the educated.
That were most vaccinated?
Yes.
Why were the uneducated not fooled and the educated were?
Because they're not fooled by the government.
The moment you start promoting education as a be-all and the end-all, I'm saying that it depends what people are educated with. And people are educated with garbage. And I don't care. Much of the garbage education comes from the West. Much of the garbage education tells you there's no God.
But you see, that's what they're comparing South Africa to. What I'm saying is that they're looking. Obviously, we don't agree with the whole thing of what the education system has become.
The education's not the difference.
Yes, but then they're saying that we're, and that's the same thing that Black Knights is bringing into this thing, is that we are not educated as a country. But there are people in this country that are educated, and
yeah,
the education system.
I don't like the word educated because education is propaganda.
Yes, so it is propaganda, but then we're like still receiving that in this country.
You need to cut cadavers and stuff if you're going to be a doctor.
Think about the science, the doctors, that's the education we're talking about.
Most of what they call science is garbage.
Yes, but either way, they came up with the electricity. They came up with the mics that we're using, Pastor Kevin, and that put them. That's what placed their countries on top.
Listen,
the fact that we can't do that. The fact that we don't have machines.
When all those things Pastor were invented. No, when all those things. No, listen to me. When all those number one, when all those things were first invented, science was Christian.
Mm.
The fundamental principle in
science,
it was
not Christian. You are way back.
Listen to me. When Thomas Edison and them did all their stuff, science was Christian.
That was not Christian. By Galileo already, science was no more Christian. Pastor Gavin. Galileo was Christian, and they actually kicked him out because he was coming up with a Christian concept. Benjamin Franklin.
Forget about what some people that were ruling the church were saying. Galileo was a Christian.
Yes, he was.
Now, what I'm saying to you is, the underlying principle for scientists until about 100 to 150 years ago was, if your science contradicts the Bible, you assume your science is wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's when they invented all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, they wouldn't be able to do what they do today without that. Let me give a prime example. Listen to what we heard about COVID. Listen to all the epidemiological predictions that were made before the pandemic came. They were all proved false. Listen to science produced this vaccine. Follow the science. All of this sort of stuff. When you go into university, most of what is called science is a term. The term is conjecture, which that's just a fancy word for guesswork. These guys are guessing. These guys are full of it, and they're talking rubbish. And when you sit down and you talk to most of them about their theories, they're talking a lot of hogwash. The only place, and it's a very small part of science, where science has any credibility in this world today, is when science has to deliver technology. And that's a very, very small piece of what they call science today. So all these anthropologists and sociologists and archaeologists and all these ologists that are going out there finding bones and rocks and all sorts of stuff like that, most of what they're saying is hogwash. It's junk. The last thing I want to say about this, they talk about science when they should actually be looking at history. You can't go look at a bone and say this is how things were in the past. You can't. You can't go look at a bone and say, this is what happened in Germany or anything like that. You've got to have historical accounts. Okay, and so at the end of the day, I'm very reticent to say, education, science, because I know what those students are saying at the university. And let me tell you, it's scary. It's scary what those people believe. And it's scary to see where their lives are going to end up if they carry on believing that stuff.
We probably use the wrong term to say science because it's broad. Science is broad. It has a lot of fields within it.
Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show.
I just want to say one last. That is twack. Most of what is science, most of what is called science today is not science. But anyway, we can that debate that one. No, most of what they call science.
There's physics. There's cosmology. Those are science.
Cosmology is not strictly a science.
But it is. It's under science.
Physics is.
No, but it's under science.
Astronomy is. Cosmology is not.
It's under science.
In Deuteronomy 21 verse 1, it says, no one has been emasculated.
When they were inventing electricity and all those things, cosmology was not part of science.
Yes.
Because cosmology is like a lot of guesswork.
No, but okay. after Hawkins, it became under science. When he was coming up
he
with
was an old, atheist.
Yeah,
it
but was,
it came under all science all for religious is, reasons. But it's a religion. But cosmology.
Make everything religion. It's a religion. Pastor Gavin.
Deuteronomy 23 verse 1. No one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord.
Okay, now this so-called science today is saying a man could be a woman. All right, and yeah, the Bible says that if a man has been emasculated, even by accident, he can't enter the presence of God. So now we have people called trans Christians. All right, and I think society has become trans logic. We've gone beyond logic. I don't think there's any logic in society. I'm serious when I say going to universities, there's no logic there. And people are fascinated when you talk to them, you know. And we talk about science. Now, one of the sciences is sociology. Okay, that's the study of social patterns of people and all sorts of stuff like that. And what they teach is a biggest load of hogwash. Then I'll find these students that will come and they're getting married. And I'll start talking about what the Bible says about marriage. And when I'm talking to them, it's stuff they've never heard before, but their eyes go as big as saucers. Because something inside them says this is true. When you talk about the extent of what marriage is a relationship whereby you can create a child. Right? It's not something small. All the arguments that you have about marriage and what is alternative form, it's all hogwash. You come into a relationship where just by being in the relationship and doing what people in a married relationship do, you can make life. And then you start explaining this to them, their eyes go as big as saucers. And then what happens is that they realize, my word, I've never heard this before, but this is true. Or when you're talking to someone about someone they need to forgive. Again, you start going deep into what the scripture says about why it's so important that you need to forgive them. Their eyes go as big as saucers, but something inside of them says it's true. And so that's why when you talk about education, it's propaganda. And I mean, young boys are being educated to not even know if they're a boy or a girl. That's literally what education means. And so that's why I'm very antagonistic towards the concept that the education is the solution of all, because it depends what you're educating people with. And most education today is not education, but propaganda. Get the word. Get the word. Otherwise, you're clueless.
Man, this has been a hot show.
Black Knight and Kicks.
This has been a hot show right here on Active FM. Your radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
Right here on the political show where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.